Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We are currently running a $10 special for private readings on our website at howpsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and take our caller for today. This is caller with area code 207, first three digits, 367. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Maine, and I would like to know if you see a relationship coming up.
Okay. Give me one moment here to try and tune into the energy of romance for you. And as I'm tuning in, is there a particular person in your past here that just seems to be lingering in the background?
Oh, I'm not sure who it would be, but
okay.
There is.
Okay. No, I'm asking you that as a question.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay, good. Just making sure I'm checking my parameters here. That's all. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm certainly seeing that there is promising times ahead for you in romance. Okay. One of the downfalls about this, though, is there's a good side and there's a bad side. Okay, and the good side's really good, but the bad side's kind of like, oh, I don't want to wait. All right, so we've got the new opportunity, which is going to be presenting itself sometime in the in part of the new year. So like the first part of the new year, we're looking maybe around the first couple of weeks to 3 weeks' time at most. This individual is someone that I see presenting themselves to you, and it doesn't appear to me that it's going to be someone introduced to you by someone that you already know. This is someone brand spanking new, okay? And it looks like there is a lot better quality here to the individual than the people of the past, because let me tell you, this is the good side, okay? I'm feeling like in the past there was someone that really, really, really hurt you, because it's not like they're hurting you was intentional, but they didn't know any better. They could only think about themselves, if you know what I mean. And yeah. At this point, the mentality with the new person is going to be so much better. We're going to look at much more secure and mature energy in this new one. Very, you know, stable. I'm not going to say that they're living the top life. You know, we're not looking at Donald Trump material here. But what we are looking at is someone that knows where everything's at in their life, and they know how to organize their life and get on track. They're also spiritually attuned and open. They're also somewhat familiar with their own abilities, okay, because it takes a psychic to have a psychic, you know what I say?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by this is, you know, you're psychic yourself, and it's kind of like you're going to be on that same level, okay? There's a spiritual bond that's going to be there, although it may not be the same bond that you've experienced with others, okay? And it'll be certainly unique and wonderful in its own way. This person seems to be somewhat tall, slightly a little overweight. We're not talking 400 pounds. We're not talking 355 pounds here. We're talking someone that just has a little pooch, if you know what I mean. But they look kind of good for their weight. You know, their size and their weight matches up from what I'm seeing here. I also get a lot of light and energy around this, so there could be a lot of angels at work in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's see here. Very respectful. Not seeing bipolarism like you've had in so many experiences with friends and family. Mm-hmm, yeah. And right now it also seems to me, I know I'm going a little off key here, a little off subject for you, but I am getting another message for you. There has been some financial struggle. It's not so much that you haven't been able to maintain your roof or food in your stomach, but it looks like you are having some financial difficulty right now, and that's about to be cleared up as of next month, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's probably, I'm trying to sell a house. Maybe my house will sell by then.
Well, most certainly. It looks like good news for you.
Oh, good.
All right, well, I thank you for calling in. Wish you all the best, and have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here momentarily. Just as a brief announcement, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We're running a $10 special on private readings now on our website, so please go over and check it out. Next caller for today is area code 720. First three digits are 628. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Yes, hello, Michelle in Colorado, and how can I help you today?
I am calling because I would like for you to see for me if maybe within a year there is a spiritual partner for me out there, and if you don't see anyone spiritual, then I'll just, you know, be on my own from here on out.
Well, I can understand that. You know, you don't want to be with an atheist or judgmental. Okay. Well, you know, I think we all have had our own dealings with people of a opposite, you know, pathway, and it can be difficult at times. But give me a moment here, and I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to see what's out there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, you're certainly getting your ice cream sandwich. All right. Now, it looks like what we have here, okay, is there is a spiritual individual that's out there for you, okay? It looks like there's two possibility on time frame, okay? For you, the time frame jumps. There's a middle part which jumps. I'm going to explain this to you, okay? The person, first of all, is very spiritually open and kind of knows a lot of stuff about New Age and the spiritual world. I feel that they have a broad sense, though. They're eclectic in nature when it comes to their spirituality, okay? And I'd say that kind of matches you to a T, too. Now, let's see here. Yeah, the time frame about this person coming in, okay, here's where it jumps. The time frame could be as of this month coming up, which is November, between the 15th or the 24th of November, okay?
Okay.
And if not November, we're going to have to wait until March. Now, one of the reasons why I'm seeing this jump is from what I'm assuming to be what this looks like is this person's going to go away to a trip, and they're going to go away to another country, okay? And this individual has to do this because it's a part of what they do for pleasure, work, and family. It's all kind of mixed in together there. Big family sense, but not a person to really push family upon someone, okay? And let's see here. Yeah, this individual is someone that I feel you're going to meet through your own accord. It's not someone introduced to you by someone you know. However, someone you know may know them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Definitely.
So even though you're not getting introduced to them by the person that you might have in common, you're going to meet them on your own and then come to find out later down the road that you have a common friend or acquaintance, okay? And no, you're not related, so don't worry about that.
Oh, no.
Some people will say it's a distant relative. I don't want to be with a distant relative, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's out.
I'm sure put that up. Now, let's see here. Okay, very easygoing. We're looking at someone that could be a Pisces, okay, or one of those water signs, okay? Now, mind you, they have a lot of patience, and it takes quite a bit for them to get frustrated. But when they get frustrated, look out, because here comes the tornado Andrew, or the storm Andrew, okay? Hurricane Andrew, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay? But I feel that this person is a very calm, cool, collected individual, very creative, very spontaneous. He isn't really looking for too much structural aspect where they have to plan out every aspect of their life, because they just feel that it takes the wonder and the joy out of life, okay? And let's see here. Although they are open to planning certain things. They're not completely closed off to it, but, you know, there's a limit, moderation and everything. All right, let's see here. Actually, this physical description, I wish I could give that to you, but this one's a little hard because they're coming in as a shadow, okay? No, you're not doing a shadow figure from the other world. Don't worry, even though they're very unpleasant, these things. He is coming in as a shadow. What I can tell you is based upon the shadow, he doesn't look to be, you know, heavy, sad, or anything like that. He may be somewhat thin or slender, okay?
Okay.
A little bit of definition going on with this one. Let's see here. I'm trying to look past this veil, see what else I can see for you, but not everything's meant to be known, you know?
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
True.
Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, it's way too blurry because I'm trying to look at the height for you, and a lot of people like to know the height, and I'm just not getting the height on this one. It's all blurry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad to know that he's at least out there, because I kind of felt like it might have been meant for me, you know, to be on my own from here on out, and so I would have been okay with that, but...
Okay, I'm going to give you a word of wisdom that comes from a great sage, okay, and that was my teacher back in the day, okay? We are only meant to be alone if we choose to be alone, and we are only meant to be with someone else if we choose to be with someone else. You see? It's not about what the universe provides or doesn't provide or chooses for us. God is ultimately compassion, love, and joy, and has no need for judgment, okay? Because he is the supreme being. God is God, you know. Why would God, of all things, have need to judge us, okay? God is like the great big genie in the sky. Long as we're learning our lessons from our mistakes and our choices, good or bad, then he's going to help us, and he's going to bring in blessings into our life, okay? And he's going to provide us all the opportunities in the world that we want. It may take forever. It might not take long at all. It's just a matter of how it works, okay? But here's the point. It's up to us to choose what we like and what we don't like. And we perfect what we receive in our own lives based upon our choices, okay?
Yeah. That is so
true. Okay, I didn't call for the lecture now. Let's move along.
No, that's wonderful. Seriously, you know, that it really is. Because I don't think I would choose to be alone. But I'd be alone if I couldn't find, you know, what I really want, because I'm not going to sacrifice that. But,
and,
you know, when you say, would you
that?
Choose to be alone? No, I wouldn't choose that. So I need to start, you know, looking at that and kind of focusing on that as well. So you're not lecturing, you know, you're giving some valuable information.
Okay. Well, I'm just janking your chain over here. But what I'm trying to tell you, honey, is I understand, okay, sometimes we really get to a point where, well, are we really meant to be alone? And, you know, that's when we have to think, well, you know, I don't want to settle for less than what I want. And why should you? Okay. so many people out there right now that think, oh, God, I can't get this, I can't get that. I might as well just settle and be with somebody and try and be happy some way or another. No.
That's
too
right.
Too many people are insecure about, oh, I can't get this, I can't get that because I ain't good enough. Uh-huh. No,
yeah.
You're good enough, honey. You just need to stick to your guns. That's all it is.
That's
but
right.
Your belief in the ability to have someone, to hold someone, to be with someone, that is what manifests it. Because what our thoughts are is what our physical reality shall and will become. You see, the genie in the big sky that's named God says, your wish is my command, long as it's all morally standard, you know. So God says, oh, you want a perfect man? Okay, we can do that. It might take a little time, but we can do that. Well, you got to believe that you can manifest it. You don't need to have no doubt, okay? Because if you think, oh, I have to settle, then you have to settle because you believe you have to settle. You see?
Right.
Thought becomes
reality. And that's what you radiate. So that's what you're going to pull to you.
Precisely. All right, sweetie. Well, I thank you for calling in. I like having you here
on the show.
Thank you, too. I like all my other callers. And I wish you all the greatest blessings. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, and have a happy All Souls Day.
You as well.
Bye.
Happy Samhain. Bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 856. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code. Yep. Oh, looks like you dropped off there on me. Okay. Well, once more, please, everyone, don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. That website is howpsychic.com. And we have a $10 special going on right now for 15 minutes of a private reading. So check it out on our website, howpsychic.com. And all schedulings for those readings can be done either via me calling you when I've noticed or gotten prompted that a customer has visited the website, to set up your appointment, or you can set it up after the checkout process. There will be a book now button available for you to book your appointment. All right, we want to wish everyone namaste, love, light, and thank you for calling into today's show. Good night.